Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I finished these fights.
Give me a hell yeah.
Top Rope Nation.
Learn to love it. It's the best thing going today.
What's up, everybody? We got a real hot episode coming at you here. Episode 277 of Top Rope Nation. We got one topic to address, one topic only. It's Ryan Droste and Justin Joint. We wanted to address what's been going on ever since the brawl at All Out.
I'm old, I'm tired, and I podcast with fucking children, Ryan.
I'm out of here. The CM Punk stuff, you know, all the different scenarios that are out there that people have been debating recently. Is he really done? Have they reached a backstage agreement? Is CM Punk possibly going to end up coming back to AEW, you know, once he's healed up from his latest injury? Teases, shots at him, what, you know, what's going on? So we thought this was worthy of its own brief episode of Top Rope Nation. We wanted to talk about it. Now, admittedly, we are recording this before this week's Dynamite, which will take place on November 30th. So this is being pre-recorded before that. You know, we wanted to talk about it while it was fresh on our mind. So if anything happens on Dynamite and you're listening to this afterwards and it makes us look like fools, I take no responsibility. No responsibility at all. But yeah, we're recording this early in the week, Justin. And I just want to ask you right off the top. What do you think the odds are we do see CM Punk in AEW again?
Oh, man, for me, and this is not wishful thinking because, boy, you talk about an all-time hot feud. It would be Punk coming back to face the Elite. It would be Punk coming back to have a one-on-one match with Omega. It would be Punk in FTR versus the Elite. I don't see it happen, man. For me, it's damn near close to zero. I will read a tweet that makes me think otherwise. I think you have some good insights that could make me think otherwise, but I just don't see a scenario with what happened at Brawl Out. And with there possibly being, you know, legal repercussions because of that. And because of, you know, the possible slap in the face with them bringing Colt back to face Chris Jericho. I, you know, there's divergent views on what some of the spots in that Elite in Death Triangle match, you know, how people felt about that. If that was a signal that Punk's coming back or that he could come back, or if that was just to piss him off further, or if that was just a middle finger from the Elite to Phil Brooks.
And you're talking about the Dynamite match in Chicago, right?
The second, yes, correct,
of the series.
Yeah.
Cause we had like the botched lariat spot, like making fun of Punk, you know, that he had botched that in Vegas a couple of times, right? We had the bite by Kenny Omega. We had the Bucks really selling the chance of FCM Punk. That was in the first match at the pay-per-view, reacting to that at Full Gear. What am I missing? I feel like there was more. There was the tease of the GTS by Kenny. I mean,
okay, real quick. Question number one is, let's just say that Punk's not coming back and that was just the Elite being the Elite, you know, because, you know, one of the things that we love about AEW is that they don't shy away from their history, that they don't shy away from the stuff that happens on camera or behind the scenes. You know, for anybody who's just a casual fan watching that, everything they did basically, you know, would just go right over their heads. I saw a lot of chatter online of people like annoyed by it or that they mm-hmm. thought it was dumb if CM Punk wasn't coming back. And to me, that was like, that just seems like a good time. Like, how did you feel about it watching it?
My initial response, the way they were working in Chicago, is they were just playing into the working heel, playing into the crowd. You know, like that's kind of their personality. Like, all right, they're going to cheer, they're going to boo us and chant for CM Punk. So we're going to lean into that. We're going to just go over the top and be obnoxious, which is like, you know, not as much Kenny, well, sometimes Kennedy, but definitely like the Bucks. Definitely the Bucks. Like that is totally their personality. So that was my initial response. But then when I thought about it more and then, yeah, like I read what some other people were saying, I thought, yeah, you know, it is kind of a little dumb to lean that hard into it if there's nothing happening. You like, I think,
is it though? Is it dumb?
In his hometown, I mean, some fans are going to like have an expectation that something's happening. Like there's been little teases here and there, like, you know, MJF paraphrasing the pipe bomb promo the week before, that has had people think that there's some kind of agreement that he's going to be coming back. If you get your fans to think that it's on the table, it can bite you in the ass for sure. If it's definitely never going to happen. But I will say my initial response was it was just them working heel and that was it. But then I saw like some very smart people like Bix and Span was like, dot, 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 he's coming back, isn't he? I think he said on Twitter. And then like Sean Ross Sapp had said like he really hopes there's an agreement in place or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say that he absolutely is coming back, but, you know, he hopes. And I mean, I hope so, because as you said, Justin, it would be a great angle. And we were talking about this earlier today when we were hanging out. I mean, it's not like AEW is a touring company like WWE, where these guys work an entire loop of house shows together, you know, 4 days in a row. They work one day a week. You don't have to be around each other that long. I know there was a real fight, but there's been lots of real fights in wrestling history. I know people made some shitty comments, you know, in both directions. You can get over that stuff. If there's money to be made, I mean, the fans would go off on this. And it is one of those things where maybe they could draw in some new viewers if they were able to do business out of this. And I guess my hope has always been that, you know, we've talked about this different ways. We've said that if Punk didn't get hurt, maybe they would have had to, you know, work through it right away. On the flip side, Punk being gone for months and months because he's hurt, you know, gives him time to mend fences, maybe. We've heard that like the locker room is very negative on Punk right now. It's not to say that there aren't supporters of his, because there are, but they're like in the vast minority. Things can always be fixed. So it's not like it's totally impossible. Personally, it still seems like it's not likely to happen, but I don't think the door is complete. Like, he's still under contract. We don't know exactly how long. I saw some reports speculating that it was like a 3-year deal, which would put him under contract till the summer of 24. So he's under contract for another year and a half, potentially. You know, if they don't want to, there was a report out there that AEW doesn't want to buy him out. So he wants the buyout. So if he wants the buyout, that means Punk's the one that wants to leave. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I'll tell you, the one thing that makes me think that he's not coming back is the video game cover. Mm. Although, you know, that decision could have been made like right after Brawl Out, and then maybe they've worked out something 2 weeks ago and they've already made the change.
100%. Know? That's something that they would have wanted to change immediately. Yeah. I mean,
front and center on the cover.
Yeah. As soon as you start hearing the word lawsuit, you're changing everything.
Right. So, I mean, it doesn't mean it couldn't happen, because like, yeah, they worked something out after they made that change. Okay, you're just not on the cover anymore. You're still in the game, you know, get royalties, whatever. But that, when that first came out, I was like, oh man, they took him off the cover too. Like, he's gone then. Right. But I don't know, man. I'm not set on it not happening. I don't think it's impossible, but I would still lean into probably not likely, but who knows? I mean, it's fun to speculate about.
I mean, this would be the epitome of, you know, money talks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess to rewind a little bit, my first thought when the rumor started popping up that, you know, Punk's coming back, so I saw that same Bix tweet, was like, wow, has this entire thing been a work? You know, is it possible that Tony Khan, the Elite, the lady from Human Resources, and Ace Steel, they all got together and decided they were going to create one of the greatest wrestling swerves of all time? You know, it's like, hey, Ace, we're going to quote unquote fire you for a while, you know, but we'll bring you back after Punk comes back. Because I don't know. I just have a hard time buying that. It just all comes back to that word, lawsuits. And I don't know how you recover from that in, you know, going back to the match with Omega biting the arm of Pac. And it's just, to me, that just seemed like them having fun. And also it made sense for the match to, it showed that they were distracted trying to show off to the Chicago crowd, and that, you know, enabled Death Triangle to get the win. I enjoyed it. You know, the Elite have always been ones to be meta with this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. Like, I would love to see it. It's just, I guess the one thing, I'm going to read a tweet from one of my favorite Twitter followers, Trevor Dame here. This was one of the big things that made me say, He said, the thing about the Punk saga is he's clearly a guy who is driven insane by people having misconceptions / negative views of him. And the way to fix it would be to swallow his pride and work with the guys he hates. It's a Chinese finger trap. You have to go further in to get out. And that is a thing. Like, I mean, there was a portion of that Chicago crowd that was fuck you, CM Punk. And that's got to be a real kick to the nuts to him, because I think the reaction to his quote unquote promo at Brawl Out was probably not as well received as he maybe thought it would have been. Or maybe, you know, maybe he didn't believe that the Elite were as beloved as they actually are, or that Tony Khan would have the balls to say, you're on the sidelines, bud, you know, hit the bricks.
To your point on, like, is it even possible that they could have been working everyone the whole time? I don't want to go too conspiracy theory on this, but
yeah, let's go conspiracy. I love a good conspiracy theory.
It's not like impossible. I haven't seen anything that would, we haven't seen any lawsuit documents,
right?
Right. The investigation, we've heard really nothing about. Everything, it's all been hearsay.
Yep.
Stuff planted to the wrestling media, like sources telling you. Look, there's people that think Montreal was a work. It wasn't. I'll be on Frank's show on PW Torch here this week talking about that. But there are people that are set on it. You know, if people think Montreal was a work, for God's sakes, there's definitely people out there that are going to think this was. It, especially if he comes, we'll never know. Like, if he does come back, some people are going to claim it was a work the whole time. Other people say it was absolutely real, you know, but then they worked it out. I know that there was a photo of Omega over in Japan where it looked like there was a bite mark on him. Did you ever see that? That's the only evidence of like a fight I've seen.
Which, you know, that would be pretty easy to duplicate.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could go so down the rabbit hole with, you know, thinking of possibilities, because it's like, yo, he got hurt. If they knew he's hurt, I mean, you'd have to work real fast to think this up. But like,
well, what
are we going to do here? All right, you're going to go out in this scrum and you're just going to, you're going to go after these guys and make it think like all the shit's happening, and then we're going to say there was a fight, you know, I mean.
But also, okay, you know, I think all of us, I'm here, look, I'm going down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole right now, guys.
They would have had to work the whole locker room, though, or the locker room's working everybody because of the speeches that the, you know, the three guys gave.
Yes. And if it is a work, that's going to be a real problem when it comes to Jericho and Kingston and probably Moxley. But real quick, just to go down that rabbit hole, you know, I think the plan all along, going back to Double or Nothing with Punk's title win, was Tony Khan wanted to have his Summer of Punk.
Yep.
And I think the plan was to get to Punk and MJF at Full Gear with MJF winning. I think that would have been the totality of Punk's title reign. And maybe by the time you get to Full Gear and you've lost out on the Summer of Punk, you didn't get to have that. You know, you had to put the title on Moxley. Maybe you decide, hey, we need something else to maybe spice things up a little bit, because we're not going to be able to, you know, the juice of having a long Punk title reign going into Full Gear to lose the title to MJF, you know, that's gone because Punk's hurt. So maybe we juice up something else. You know, I just to play conspiracy theory, that could have been a thought process there.
Yeah. I don't really think so, because if it
he's
was
legit,
small,
he was probably legit hurt for yeah, one.
I mean, if it was a small group of people doing this, like, you would have to say it would have to be a small, tight knit group of people, like the Elite and Punk and Ace Steel, right? But then you're working the whole locker room, Tony. And if that was the case, the whole locker room's going to get just royally pissed when they find out you lied to them.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
the flip side is the whole locker room has to be in on it. And then nobody leaks that it's a work, you know, like, that would be really hard to do.
Impossible.
So I don't think it's likely. I could see why people might think that. I don't think it's likely. But the other side of this is with the lawsuit stuff happening, supposedly, and like the talk of a buyout, with them doing this stuff on national television, with, like, you know, the Elite, Kenny Omega saying it's time to get over this, and then that night going on TV, and then going after Punk on live television, that's not a great look for him. And then, like, aren't you just driving up the price on a potential buyout or a lawsuit? Because, like, Punk can claim you're defaming him. I mean, like, here's a screenshot I have saved on our studio. Remember when Jungle Boy did this? And he clearly at the press scrum was mocking Punk, you know, with the pancakes after Full
God
Gear.
God bless Jungle Jack Perry.
So that's another reference. So that happened. You know, you've had MJF tease Punk stuff. We've, of course, had the Elite. So stuff has happened that, boy, if there's not a plan in place to bring him back, you're playing with fire there, because this guy could be filing a lawsuit, and you're driving up the price of that lawsuit or potential buyout too. So, I mean, Jesus, there's a lot going on here. That's the reason why I think people think there's an agreement in place, because why would you do that? Why would you make it easier for Punk to get money out of you? I
don't see how that's going to help him get money. You know,
I think it would just be like him claiming they're defaming his character after he left. And yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I think a judge would look at that and be like, oh, you're silly pro wrestling. Get over it.
Yeah, it definitely would depend on the judge. That's for sure.
That's an interesting thought. I don't know, man. I got nothing here. I got nothing. I'm at a bit of a loss.
I hope we see him back.
Yeah.
Because it would be an all-time angle out of this to, you know, let bygones be bygones, come back to. This is what Punk said in that press scrum in the midst of all of his madness, was like, he wants to make money. Let's effing go. If you want to make money, CM Punk, do this. Like,
that was his accusation to Hangman Page's.
Yep.
You almost blew $1 million gate because of something that only Punk caught, mm-hmm. you know, for one. And so I guess the thought process is, it's like, is he's got to be looking at this like there is money to be made, and he needs to recognize the mistakes that he's made in order to come back.
His only other options, I mean, I'm sure he's doing very well financially, but if he wants to wrestle, his only other option is WWE. I mean, like, yeah, maybe he can get booked Japan. Does he really want to go back to WWE? Because he's burned his bridges, man. So, I mean, this company treated him like an all-time legend. The way they brought him in, he got to do these great feuds. He was given tons of personal freedom. I don't know what else you could ask for to get that pissed about one little throwaway line in that promo by Hangman and to just throw all of that away. This guy had the opportunity to ride off into the sunset any way he wants. They would let him work anybody he want. Like, look at the FDR stuff they had him doing. You know, he's wanted to team with those guys. He wanted to, you know, work the match with Dax. So they worked the match. Apparently, just like that day, he on a whim said he wanted to wrestle him. They let him do anything. How in the world do you just throw that all away? It's just mind-blowing to me. And this is going to be, if this really is it for him, it's going to be one of those just frustrating things forever because of all the stuff that we never got to see that they had yet to get to. Not just because of this, but his injuries too.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's still, as of this moment, he is still under contract. So while he's under contract, while he hasn't been bought out, there's always going to be a chance, no matter how small that chance is, that they could work out something to make some money. And I'll remain hopeful, even though it's probably not very likely.
We're going to find out how much his legacy means to him. Mm-hmm. Because if this is the way CM Punk goes out in AEW, and even if he goes back to WWE, that's kind of two-faced too with all the shit he's been talking about, you know, that he's talked about them in the past, and especially with Triple H being in charge now. You know,
that'd be a horrible look.
Yeah, that'd be an awful look. That would be a money grab for sure.
I think if he really is done with AEW, he will do it at some point. I think it will happen.
Just to throw it in their face? That seems awfully petty.
And to grab the money.
Yeah. I don't know. I the best case for CM Punk saving face, saving his legacy, is to come back to AEW and make some fucking money with the Elite.
Could you have ever imagined that it would be possible that he left AEW on worse terms than WWE? Because I know that's debatable because there was a lawsuit over there too. But look, WWE, I mean, we've heard the reports that they would consider bringing him in for like spot matches just to make some money and that Hunter's open to it. Well, if you believe what you read on the AEW situation, they're not open to it at all right now. So don't you have to say that he'd be leaving under worse circumstances? I mean, you can make the argument.
Especially with, you know, as we already said, the way that locker room views him. I mean, the word cancer was thrown around.
I can't believe it. I mean, just go back and like watch that YouTube video they did on his return at the United Center. To go from that and that kind of welcome and everybody like taking pictures with him backstage and they grew up idolizing this guy to nobody wanting him to be around in a year's time. That's wild, man. That is just, I could have never imagined.
I don't think it's ever been a secret that he's had an abrasive personality backstage, but to this extent, it's, I don't know. Like, and especially, you know, it just goes back to that idiotic promo, which like not understanding who he was shit talking Hangman Page, like saying, "You've never done anything for this business." Motherfucker, he helped build an alternative. Mm-hmm. Like he helped build an alternative, not just for fans, but for wrestlers. Like, you know, this is by no means a Monday Night War situation, but we're close to like seeing people jump from side to side and the excitement of that. And that seems totally lost upon him.
And totally lost and tone deaf on who the guy is he's attacking, who's like one of the most popular guys in the locker room. I mean, him sitting around all summer injured, stewing about that comment, one of the worst things ever. And then to come back and to just go right at, who freaking cares, man? It's been 3 months. Like, let it go. An offhanded comment.
The same guy that has no problem slinging at other people. I mean,
right.
Just can't take it. I mean, he's made of glass when it comes to that kind of stuff, which, you know, that was the other thing that made me think, no, this isn't possible, is that I believe Meltzer reported that Punk or Punk's people were offended by, you know, what the Elite were doing in that Death Triangle match in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I think back to earlier this year and the dog collar match at Revolution and how freaking awesome that was and how hyped we were and the build to that and the match they could have had at Full Gear or in the future, you know, when he got back from the injury and what they could have done creatively. I mean, everything that we've said, I mean, two of the best talkers of the modern era. And it's just like, I'm going to keep hoping. There's money to be made. Put the egos aside. I mean, the fans will go absolutely nuts for it. You know, hopefully you sit at home healing and you want to do this. I mean, who knows though? I mean, to lose the locker room like that so quickly and to become so toxic so fast, that's really how you want to go down. I mean, you don't want to make this right. Anything could be made right. We've seen everything in pro wrestling. You know, he could go up there and he could give some kind of speech to the locker room and give a tearful apology, you know, whatever it takes. And he has to really mean it, obviously. But if he really wants to mean it and he really wants to put this aside, he could make it happen. It's not impossible.
Yep.
I hope we get there.
Yeah. No, God forbid that the CM Punk headstone reads "All bridges burned."
Seriously, man. Like, I could have never imagined, like I said, that in the end, he'd be more hated in AEW than WWE backstage. Jesus. Who on earth could have had that on their bingo card? Jesus.
Yeah.
And like all the merch that he moved when he came back, you and I both bought shirts. Kyle bought a shirt in Chicago for his comeback match. Like, do you even want to wear that shirt anymore?
No. And
the way frankly, things stand?
I think Darby should have won now.
the wrong guy went over. Yeah.
I don't know. I was under the impression that the buyout had already happened. So the fact that it hasn't, and, you know, that's kind of the only thing that gives me hope that, you know, that possibility still exists that he'll come back if, you know, if not for himself, then for the fans.
Yeah.
For his legacy.
Well, if the buyout does happen, I mean, it's over then. He ain't getting brought back to AEW, and your only hope will be a WWE return. So, yeah. Anyways, it's on everyone's mind right now. There's a lot of stuff floating out there. Will he? Could he? Won't he? Who knows? Is he? Isn't he? But in the end, nobody really knows. But it's fun to speculate about, but also frustrating. So that's where we're at. And we would love to get your thoughts on this. If you're checking this video out on YouTube, let us know in the comments. Or, you know, send it an email. We'll read it on our next show, topropenation@gmail.com. There's always discussions going on over in our Facebook group as well. You can find the link to that here in the podcast or video description. Any other thoughts, Justin, before we wrap this?
Greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
there you go. All right, everybody, well, we'll talk to you again real soon. Let us know your thoughts. Take care.
Peace.